Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, we're here today. It is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about. Raw is tonight, and we got 7 matches announced for Raw. A lot of matches announced. We'll tell you about all of those. We are heading towards the... actually, got a couple of pay-per-views coming up, including the NXT show, which is this coming Sunday. We got the lineup for that show as well. We got the AEW lineup for Loveland, Colorado. 3 segments announced thus far, 2 matches, and the return of MJF. Plus, June 9th, which is this coming weekend, we got Dominion, and a number of matches announced for that show as well, including our King of Pro Wrestling 2024 championship match. New steps. We'll tell you about those. Also, all the news from the last couple of days. What's going on? What's going on with TNA is a big question. I couldn't tell you, but a lot of people gone from TNA wrestling, and that includes people who have worked there for decades. And so a lot of concern about what the future holds for TNA. We'll tell you about that here today. Plus, we got some upcoming matches. Forbidden Door, we had an angle shot this weekend for Tony Storm's match at Forbidden Door. We got Jon Moxley defending the IWGP title coming up this weekend. We'll tell you what's going on there. Ricky Starks, interesting story about Ricky Starks. Tony Khan saying he would love to have him back involved in AEW. And honestly, I don't know why he's not involved in AEW. Except Tony's not booking him for AEW, so we'll talk about that. Plus, Mark Henry and Matt Riddle, both involved with MLW in different roles. And, of course, the Collision, SmackDown reports, and plenty more. So back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This from Post Wrestling. Missy Hyatt has disclosed she had her own incident involving Vince McMahon several decades ago during her brief stint with the WWF. I did a pair of interviews over the weekend with Wrestling Shoot Interviews and Cafe de Renee, describing McMahon attempting to kiss her in a hotel room in 1987. She was brought in for vignettes, Missy's Manor, which they filmed at various tapings, but never made it to television. I noted the segments were, quote, so horrible and weren't a good fit for her character. This was when WWE was attempting to fill the void left by Piper's Pit, following Roddy Piper wrapping up at that year's WrestleMania. I've actually been watching a lot of those 86 WWF Challenge shows. And boy, did they like their talk shows back then. I can't tell you how many of these snake pits I've seen with Jake the Snake, which, if you've never seen them, they're just like, they're so wacky. It's like Jake interviews some babyface, and the babyface comes out, and Jake tries to make some snide remark, and the babyface always one-ups him. And then they get to the final one. These segments are like, they're like 2 minutes long. And then Jake has one final, and he thinks he's got him. And then the babyface has some zinger. And then Jake goes, ah! He gets all angry, and the babyface confidently walks off. It's like, this is so different from so much you see nowadays, where like the heels, they want to be cool, the cool heels. Jake was a guy who he was not cool, and he did not, I mean, he sold for these baby faces. He made them look great. But anyway, she claimed that a night in Las Vegas after taping the first segment of Missy's Manor, went out to dinner with McMahon and a large group of people. In her 2001 book, she noted Dick Ebersol was among them and also Gene Okerlund. Later that night, she said I had to push Vince out of my hotel room as he was trying to stick his tongue in my mouth. Notice she was engaged at the time to Eddie Gilbert, wasn't going to cheat on her partner. In her book, she did not disclose the incident in the hotel room, but was complimentary of McMahon during her brief tenure. The segments were March 21st in Vegas, March 22nd in Phoenix, April 23rd in Worcester, according to History of WWE. She had turned down McMahon's advance, was offered a smaller role as a federette. You guys remember the federettes? Yeah. Hyatt was not interested in that role and left. She stated she had spoken.
How many people listening right now remember the facts?
I'll talk about them in a minute. Right. Stated she had spoken to the lawyer of Janelle Grant, offered to be a witness to describe Vince's behavior. This would have been 8 months after the allegations by Rita Chatterton. Yeah, the Federettes. I mean, listen, I've been watching all the stuff from that era, but I've been watching all of the WWF Challenge shows. And literally, you would see a Federette for 2 seconds during a one-hour show. They would just, like, be coming back from commercial, and there'd be some woman, and they'd say, "It's one of the Federettes!" And then, like, that was it.
They were
that was the role.
Ringside valets.
Yeah.
To take things to and from the locker room.
Yep. So that's the latest. More on post wrestling if you want to check it out. But add Missy Hyatt to the list. Then we've got all of this going on in TNA. A completely different set of unfortunate circumstances. Lou DeAngeli no longer with the company. The former sign guy Dudley. He'd been vice president of marketing since 2002. He'd been WWE's director of marketing, 2006 to 2010. Worked for Cirque du Soleil in the meantime. His assistant, also gone. So currently, they have no marketing team. They have no live event team. And they have nothing booked after the first week of August. Everyone, Dave says, is kind of waiting. They know something's up, but they don't know exactly what. Scott D'Amore was let go, raised a lot of eyebrows. Everything we have heard is Anthem is trying to spend less. I think the situation was that whatever the losses were, they were more than Anthem was happy with to keep the number one rated show that they have. So Artie Evans resigned. He had been part of creative since 2019. David Sahadi resigned, or he's gone. I actually don't know what happened. But he was let go, yeah. He'd been there since like 2004. He'd been there for like 20 years.
Sometimes the only good thing on the entire broadcast were his video packages.
Yeah, he did those video packages with the deep-voiced guy. Mm-hmm. And the video packages were great. But yeah, this place is being gutted right now. So we shall see. D'Amore offered to buy the place and was turned down. So I guess at some point we'll find out if was he turned down because they weren't interested in selling, or was he turned down because they didn't think that was the right price if they end up selling.
Or they want another suitor, possibly. You know, another suitor that has sold off all of its TV rights for its current products and could use maybe another group that could be NXT, but not NXT. It can be TNA, and they can have tiers to NXT and TNA. I don't know if that's a long shot or not, that WWE would have interest, but if it is hemorrhaging money, which it seems like it is, and there was that little hope spot that Dave talked about towards the end of last year where it seemed like they were actually gaining some momentum and some followers again, and that obviously was either a fleeting moment or numbers were wrong or something, because they have not been able to keep it up. They've had trouble drawing in Las Vegas, where they put a lot of their eggs, so you know, if they're willing to ditch this and WWE all of a sudden now has on YouTube TV, you know, they are able to continue that carriage deal through Anthem, and they're able to actually, again, just expand their portfolio in a very unique way by, of all things, buying TNA. I mean, who knows? It's possible.
I've heard far more people talking about the possibility of Tony buying TNA, because at the end of the day, let's think about all these things at
WWE.
That's
insane, Brian.
Well, hey, he bought Ring of Honor. I don't know what they would sell TNA for. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Yeah.
Drive up the price on them.
Here's the deal. What did WWE, remember when they were in that we're going to buy all these promotions, etc.?
Yeah.
Well, they wanted the video library for WWE Network.
Yeah.
Now they're on Peacock.
Yeah.
What's the last thing they added to Peacock? Nothing.
It's been a while.
Yeah. They don't add anything to Peacock anymore.
Who knows when the thing moves, if they're going to bring anything with it, Brian. But that's why I'm wondering on, do they look at it, since it's already got an established show, as a basically a fourth brand you can put on some something smaller than CW or something less impactful, where just you're doing it literally to open up another revenue stream and to basically take another avenue away possibly from AEW. Now, I think they're going to stay with WBD. I think Tony really wants that. And I think it's beneficial for WBD if AEW stays with them. But with that said, WWE goes and goes, we're going to put this on the cheap on Paramount just to take away that option or something like that. I mean, crazier things have happened.
Well, we'll see. I don't know what they'd... Listen, I'm not even getting more WWF challenges. I can't even get that. You think I'm going to get Impact?
I want Florida. Give me Florida.
Well, they're adding nothing. Please. Nothing. I wouldn't be surprised if the things went on, they just started taking things off of Peacock.
Well, just look. Just last week, the final contract with an indie ran out as WXW got pulled off, so there's no more progress. I don't know. I would assume Evolve is not on there anymore. They're not bothering with any of that stuff anymore because what's been proven is, unfortunately for people like me that like history and for people out there that wanted something different like that stuff on the site, it just doesn't put enough numbers in. It's all about premium live events. And again, if you add TNA to that, I'm not saying that it would be a great benefit, but I'm sure they would figure out a way to trump it up during press releases and trying to sell the thing.
Tony Storm has challenged Mina Shirakawa.
It's only natural.
Storm appeared with Mariah May during Stardom's event at Corican Hall on video and said that she has noticed Shirakawa coming to May's aid when she isn't around. She said that she has opened the forbidden door and challenged Shirakawa to a match, saying that while any friend of May's is a friend of hers, she wants to see what kind of a woman Shirakawa really is. And Shirakawa accepted the challenge. We'll talk more about this one after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I ain't feeling this Mina Shirakawa storyline.
What are you talking about?
Not feeling it at all. It's like, well, you had Tony, and like everyone's talking about this great long-term storyline. But to me, it's like, okay, well, we had Mina and we had Mariah and Tony together for a long time. Then one day, completely out of the blue, Mina Shirakawa shows up
with champagne,
and they made out. And then she disappeared again.
Yeah, well.
And then about 3 weeks later, she showed up a second time. And then she completely disappeared again. And now her and Tony are having a match for stardom. That's not a story. That's a series of events that occurred. Like, that's it.
Well, sometimes there's a lot of that there. And look, the only thing I will mention is, if you haven't seen it yet, and I know that you have not, you should check out RJ City's show where he interviews Mina Shirakawa and completely takes advantage of the fact that English is not her first language, and it is absolutely fantastic.
This person here says, do you think when the split happens, they're going to put Tony in the heel role or the babyface role? Anybody want to make a monetary bet? Because I'll tell you what I think.
Well, are they going to keep her a heel?
Tony is going to be the heel, and Mariah is going to be the babyface in this feud.
Doesn't make any sense.
I will put money on that.
This whole thing isn't going to make any sense. The fact that if they're rushing a split between the two, that's insane. It is insane. I don't care what part Mina Shirakawa plays in this. She's not moving to America full-time to be a part of the AEW roster. So your focus, your main focus on this whole thing is keeping Tony and Mariah together, because it is way too early to split them apart. And the fact that Tony is still, I guess she's a heel. Is Serena a babyface? I don't know what's going on there, but to me, Toni Storm should have a babyface run for a little while. And then if you bring back Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker, if you ever bring back Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker, that's a perfect way for those four to go at it for a little bit, and then you can break them up. I mean, why you would break them up so early when the thing works, and then if you split them up, okay, then what? Then after Toni Storm gets her revenge on Mariah, is Mariah in a better spot? They're better off together and continuing this thing on until you really build it to a point where the fans actually want it.
You know, I also didn't like another segment last night, or Saturday Night on Collision.
What's that?
And to this day, people still don't get what the issue is.
Mm.
When Roderick Strong beat Leo Rush, and then he went to Tony Khan and he demanded a world title shot, and Tony said, that sounds like a great idea. And all I have seen this weekend with people trying to defend it is people saying Roddy only lost one time all year. The issue is not who asked for the title shot. This has nothing to do with Roderick Strong. This has to do with the fact that they had a casino battle royal. The story is that two people start, person enters, random intervals, whatever, and whoever gets the first pin wins. Those are the rules. I even talked about how I'm fine with it now. Those are the rules. 21 people were eligible for this gauntlet. It ended with person number 9. What is 21 minus 9? 12? Okay, so 12 people didn't make it into the gauntlet. But that's the rules. So Roderick Strong won a match over Leo Rush. He walked into Tony Khan's office, who, by the way, I thought Chris Daniels was the new Tony Khan, but he just walked right past Chris Daniels to the actual Tony Khan, who laughed through the entire segment, which didn't make it better. And Roderick Strong says, I should have been in the gauntlet. I was number 10. But it ended before I got in. Therefore, I was screwed. I demand a world championship match. Okay? So the point of the gauntlet was whoever won got a world championship match. Roddy is claiming that I never entered, even though that's fair and that's the rules. And because I never got a chance to get in, I just deserve to be gifted a world championship match. And Tony said, that is a great idea. This is stupid.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Roddy. Mm-hmm. It could have been any of the other 11 people who also didn't get into the gauntlet because it ended before they got in. Wardlow? Jack Jameson? Whoever. The issue is not who it was. The issue is the argument doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't care. Roddy didn't go in and say, Tony, I didn't get a chance to get in the gauntlet, and I have only lost one time this year. I am undefeated except for that one match, which, by the way, I lost a championship in. I would like a shot at the title Wednesday. That's still a stupid argument, okay? But it's better than, well, I never even made it in, so I deserve a shot. And the guy goes, okay, well, that's a great idea. It's stupid. It's not about Roddy. And people are so defensive of this. They're like, well, it's because of Roddy. He's 12-1 or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't make sense at all. So anyway, hopefully we can move on now. The match is happening. We know what's going to happen.
Not quite yet. Christopher Daniels looked like an impotent dork.
Well, yeah, I don't know why... You know,
he's supposed to be on the level of the guys that can tell production during a live match to control everything. They, with the guys with the no-cut contracts, he's supposed to be, through Tony Khan's power, at the level of them, and instead, you just walk up, and all of a sudden, the owner is once again this weirdo bobblehead doll that is just... why is he even a character on this show? Why?
Well, his role, hold on, let me at least say what Daniel's role was. He was assigned, literally on the prior show, to be the temporary EVP. And so anytime that Tony needed to get something done, Daniels would be the guy that goes out and makes, like, he's Adam Pearce.
Why? Isn't that what Tony Schiavone does now through the headset?
But the point is, Mike, the point is, you established this on Wednesday, and by Saturday, everyone was just going directly to Tony again.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of incompetent. That would show incompetence in a structural level, you know? But, yeah. And here's the thing, too. If your first response to that is, well, Piper Niven attacked Bayley, and now she gets a touch. It's a bad excuse. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't try to pull up something else that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But it makes a whole lot more sense than what that was. I don't know. Again, that's taking an L right there if you decide to do that. But there were a couple, as you mentioned, there was more than that on this show as well, too. But there were also positives. I don't know if you want to get into any of those on the show. Swerve had a really good promo, and there were actually some good matches on.
Yeah, the Swerve promo actually gave me an idea that I had never thought about, but it occurred to me because I also watched SmackDown. So, you know how many times we've watched like a Collision or whatever, and the main event's like, this is the main event? Or Rampage, for example. Rampage main event was Phoenix versus Isaiah Cassidy, which was not even a ladder match qualifier. It was for nothing. Yeah. They just randomly had Phoenix versus Isaiah Cassidy. That was like the last match on the show. And, you know, that segment will die. But, you know, I thought, you know what WWE does? When they have a main, you know, in the old days we used to do this because it was silly. You know, we would go back and we would go, you know, the actual main event of Raw was? It was Mark Henry versus just some random match. But it actually wasn't, it was the wrestling main event.
Yeah.
But of course, they finished with a main event segment with main eventers.
It's like a Cody Roman bloodline segment.
Yeah, whatever.
Or
okay.
Something.
So, you know, sometimes, oftentimes, AEW will have these shows and you're like, what is this main event? Like, this is not a main event match. But that's fine. End with a main event segment. And I was watching Collision, and the funny thing is they had both. Like, Collision had a great main event, which actually wasn't really a marquee main event. It was like it was Will Ospreay and Kyle O'Reilly, which was an incredible match, but it's not really like a, you know, you're not going to draw like a lot of viewers with that match. But the point is, when it was over, they had an interview with the world champion, and it was an awesome interview, and it was a great way to end the show. And granted, I realize you couldn't have done this because Swerve was, you know, he was addressing things that had happened on Collision. But, you know, both these shows would have been way better if Will Ospreay would have main evented Collision. I mean, it's Will Ospreay in a championship match, by the way. So even with Kyle O'Reilly, that's like a big main event. And then on the other show, instead of ending with Phoenix and Isaiah Cassidy, it's like, okay, the match ends. Now let's welcome the world heavyweight champion, Swerve Strickland, who comes out for like a big interview. You could even do an angle or something. You always should end the show with stars. Even like Raw, where the third hour always dies, you're always going to have a death in the third hour because it's always going to drop after 3 hours. They still throw out a main event segment with main eventers doing a main event angle. They never just throw that last thing away because, well, it's 3 hours, who cares? That you still try. So I think that they should always end with main eventers. Even if you've got a match that's Isaiah Cassidy versus Phoenix with no stips. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. People asking about Filthy. No, there's not a Filthy show this afternoon.
Oh.
For some reason, he worked this weekend and they booked him a flight home at like 3:30 in the afternoon. So he's just sitting around L.A. doing nothing all day. So Mike, however, is gone tomorrow, so it will be me and Filthy here on Observer Live tomorrow.
He's got a lot of explaining to do once again.
At least I hope that's the plan. I asked him. I don't think he answered yet.
Nah, he's not going to be sitting there with the MLW World Heavyweight Championship, so he's going to have to explain everything that went down against Satoshi Kojima and him not even being able to get himself another title shot because he did not win Battle Riot 6. So,
nah, that was Matt Riddle.
He's having a tough time right now. Although I'm sure
Matt Riddle is
solace. No, well, hopefully he's having a bad time as well too. But Filthy is having a bad time right now. But I did hope that he took some solace in watching the West Coast Wrecking Crew get beat up so badly on Collision on Saturday.
Mark Henry was also there at Battle Riot 6. He's, of course, no longer with AEW. There are going to be various AEW contracts coming due, and the people will just quietly move on. That appears to be...
And in some cases, probably not so quietly.
Well, yeah, there will be some who will not so quietly move on. That is a fact. Which brings us to this interesting interview. I still cannot figure this out for the life of me.
Let me guess. Ricky Starks?
Yeah. Tony Khan says he would love to have Ricky Starks back involved in AEW. He says, I really like Ricky a lot. Last time we saw him here was in the World Tag Team Championship Tournament. He and Big Bill formed a great team. They were the champions. They had a great run. Culminating the last televised match in the legendary career of the Icon Sting. I think it was a huge thing that Ricky and Bill had their run culminate in such an important match. We talk about 5 years of AEW. Maybe to me the most special part is he goes on to talk about Sting.
Sting.
And then he says, I think Ricky Starks is tremendous. I'd love to get him involved and back in AEW anytime. He's been a huge part of...
talk to Chris Daniels first.
Who does he have to talk to? And by the way, you know, this is another one. I mean...
Yes.
What's the first thing everybody said when Tony did this interview? Well, Ricky is hurt. Which was the same thing we heard about Britt Baker going on over a year
now. That's the first thing a bunch of people who have been throwing that up, even though he's not hurt, has said
that's
he is
what
not
I'm,
hurt.
That's what I'm telling you.
Good Lord.
He said this, I'm not hurt. So if he's... Here's just a question. I just have a question, everybody. You don't get mad at me. If he's not hurt, and Tony wants him to come back, and Tony is the boss... Why is he not back?
Long-term booking.
I don't know. But Tony would like to have him back.
You know who could have had a baby by now? Dr. Britt Baker.
Actually, she could have.
In 2 weeks, it will be exactly 9 months since she has been gone. And from what I've heard, when you say, where's Britt Baker? Well, she's hurt. Well, the thing is, she says she's not hurt. And nobody in medical is saying that she's hurt. So... She's not hurt.
She's also not pregnant.
No. And if she is, Adam, you know what? I'm going to leave it there.
We had SmackDown on Friday and Collision on Saturday. And
it was taped on Thursday.
Yeah. I'm getting ready for people to drop off the channel as I say this, but you know, this is WWE, man. They know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, kind
of. Because I didn't see last week's SmackDown, and I did not see King of the Ring. And I expected to watch a SmackDown show and at least a little bit be confused about what was going on. I was not for 1 second. They are so good at putting together video packages and explaining what's going on. And, you know, even little things like, you know, at the beginning of the show, AJ walks into Nick Aldis's office and he says, "Thought about what you said last week. If there's some time, I'd appreciate addressing my future tonight." And I thought, well, what'd you say last week? They didn't tell us. So I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be lost this entire show. But no. About 15 minutes later, they did a segment with L.A. Knight. And L.A. Knight had to talk to Adam Pearce about something. But literally, he walked in, and the first thing he said was, "Is AJ really retiring tonight?" And I thought, okay. Well, that cleared that up. And then, you know, when AJ did his deal, he explained it. He said, "Last week, I asked Nick Aldis for another shot at Cody. And Nick Aldis said, you got to go back to the front of the line, or the back of the line. Whichever is the bad place. You got to go to the back of the line."
Back of the line.
And
yes.
Essentially AJ said, "Listen, I've been doing this for decades. I got miles on my body. I can't go back to the front of the line.
Muscle
I had
scars
like,
from Dixie.
I missed an entire show. I missed all the angles they did last week. I knew everything that happened because of the way they put this show together." And then of course they did the Mark Henry thing with AJ Styles, and he revealed it was all a ruse.
Yes, did a good job, but let's be fair. Nobody believed it.
You know what's funny, Mike?
Believes this. No,
you know what's
don't
funny?
Do it.
You know what's
go,
funny?
Go
ahead, I didn't believe this for 1 second, okay?
It was good.
I can't believe anyone else didn't buy it for 1 second. But I'm watching this freaking show, and this crowd, they're like, they're politely applauding, they're cheering, they're chanting for AJ. Like, I'm going, are you guys, like, playing along? Or do you actually buy this? This is ridiculous.
They were into the show.
The fans did not for 1 second, like, give any indication they didn't believe this guy. They're like, oh, man, thank you to Zerbla. And then, of course, he turns and he kills this guy. It's Mark Henry, I will say this, Mark Henry did it better.
Yes, and that's the thing is, it's been done in wrestling for years. It will be done in wrestling forever because it's just... it's tried and true, and it works. But Mark Henry did it so well, and it was at such a stage with John Cena and the salmon blazer that he had on and all that other stuff. Like, everything about it was so perfect that it's going to be a long time, I think, before somebody's able to top that performance and really make people believe, because a lot of people really believed in that one.
And then we had Nia Jax actually saying the words "title shot." I know people claim that they've used that term lately, but I can't remember one time. You got to go back decades. She said "title shot." I was so happy to not hear the words "championship opportunity."
You know, they're going to tie "title shot" into one of their new liquor sponsors. And
great!
You're see it out there. Like, Diageo is going to, like, put it around every local bar where you can do the, I don't know, what's their brands now? Their Hennessy, you know, double down title shot. It's going to be amazing.
You know, I got a lot of bitterness towards WWE 2018, 2019.
As
actually, I would say I got a lot of bitterness towards the entire decade of the 2010s with WWE. And one of the things that actually really does, it irritates me to no end.
Grinds your gears.
Is, you know how everyone goes, oh man, I just hated that WWE verbiage, those stupid words and the banned words list and all this and that. And yes, you know, they did do that, okay? But you know what was worse than them doing that?
What's that?
The fact that now everyone does that. I freaking watch AEW, and I hear championship opportunity. I watch New Japan, I hear championship opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it's like a generation grew up watching this horrible WWE product, and they use these words outside of WWE.
Oh, yeah.
It just drives me absolutely crazy. And now, you know what's going to be funny? Is now they don't have a ban list anymore. And so we're going to be like a year from now, and people are going to be talking about title shots and title belts. And then I'm going to have to be watching these other shows where I'm going to talk about championship opportunities. And you know another one?
Title eliminators?
This was actually a couple of years ago. But I went to a WWE show,
mm-hmm.
and
seat filler.
I was kind of walking around, you know. Maybe I had to urinate. I don't know. But I was walking along amongst the gentry.
The gentry?
And I heard this guy talking to his buddy about the show. Okay?
Were you peeing?
Not talking about, hey, you know, you want to go get a hot dog? No, they were talking about, like, the show. They were talking about storylines or whatever. And this fella, it was like Michael Cole was talking to Michael Cole. I wish I would have recorded this conversation. I was like, are you both? I thought I was on Candid Cam or something. Does that
they
show even exist?
This entertainment show?
These dudes were talking about storylines in total WWE speak, back and forth to each other. Like, man, you know, AJ really wanted that title opportunity tonight, but GM Nick Aldis or whoever wouldn't allow it. So he had to go take matters. I'm like, what? What are you saying? Why are you talking like this? Because they grew up like that.
Yeah, well.
And that's the words that they used when they were talking to each other as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brutal.
We have lived through three boom periods. It you know, 84 and then the Attitude Era, then the Cena Era, and now we're into this Bloodline Era. But that's also a span now of 40 years. WWE has been the preeminent dominant promotion now since 2001. That's an entire generation of people. And there is some fact to me in the idea that there are people that were so upset with WWE that they thought they honestly wanted an alternative. And I'm not saying that this is a majority of people at all. I'm saying this is just a sliver of them. But I bet you there are people that really did grow up on nothing but WWE because they never saw TNA. They really didn't watch Japan or anything. Like, this is their NFL, their NBA, their NHL. The idea of a USFL or an XFL, okay, cool. And then they saw it and went, no, I like this. Like, that to me, more than ever, WWE, as far as being the number one, and I'm not saying that there's not room for others, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be others, but I think for a lot of people, WWE is like Kleenex, it's like UFC, it's like NFL. Like, that to them, it's only one wrestling, and that's it. And I have a feeling a lot of those people probably take in all of those terms, and whatever the buzzwords are, that's what they're going to use.
And then we have Brandon here noting, it's bad when each and every one of you becomes common. Oh, I hate that one. Can we drop that one, please?
Yes, please. Give that its future like, endeavors.
I'm going to talk to everybody in the building. I want to talk to every one of you.
In the universe.
I want to talk to each of you. But why would I say I want to talk to each and every one of you? Why not say, I want to talk to each and every one and all of you? Should I add more words that mean the same thing?
But notwithstanding?
Each and every one of you. Vince was the only one that said notwithstanding.
I know, from Mind of a Madman. And it went into all of these announcers, and they had them screamed into their ears for years. Like, I don't care what you say, what anybody says, the people that jumped on Corey Graves for years. Corey Graves has been great for a long time. And you can tell he's great in the fact that he was able to survive there. And yes, he was annoying, but that a lot of that was pumped into his head by Vince McMahon to be that way and to play that character. But you see it with him not around anymore, how good that guy actually really is.
He's not bad.
Michael Cole, too.
He's not bad.
Michael Cole, too. And I know everybody's showering love on Michael Cole, but I swear. And you know what? With Vince not there, too, Wade Barrett may not be...
They're no Nigel McGuinness.
...the best one. Wade Barrett to kick Nigel McGuinness's tail.
Oh, stop. Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry.
Kidding me. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Before we go today, I do want to give a shout out to J.D. Drake of the Workhorsemen. If you watched the show on Saturday, that was a legitimate injury. He hurt his foot doing a spot, and I don't think they have an update yet on the severity. Hopefully it's not bad. But he hurt his foot early in the match, and he rolled outside, and you can see like everybody talking to each other in the ring, and then this dude climbs back on the apron. And they go to commercial, and they come back, and he's in the ring. And like he's limping around, but he's doing the match. And, you know, at that point, it's kind of like, yeah, it's a pretty gutsy thing right there. You know, I figured he had tweaked it or something. I didn't think it was badly hurt or anything like that. But you could see as time went on, like, it was bugging him. And then they built to the big spot at the end. And, you know, the crowd was kind of not really that much into the match because they knew who was going to win. But he starts climbing the ropes. And all of a sudden, this crowd starts going nuts. They're like, oh, my God, this guy's hurt, but he's climbing. And then he climbs to the second rope, and now they're even making even more noise. He gets to the top rope, and he actually, on a bad foot, throws the most perfect moonsault.
For a big man.
Lands it. It was freaking beautiful, and it got the biggest pop of anything on the entire Collision show.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, there was no spot in the Ospreay match. Maybe Ospreay's entrance, but like as a spot in the match, there was no spot in the match that got a bigger pop than injured J.D. Drake doing this moonsault on a bad foot. So all the best to that guy. He's a great worker.
Yes, he
They're just, you know, you put him in the ring and everybody knows immediately who's going to win, and it kind of hurts the crowd. But underutilized guy, like a lot of guys. But anyway, hope he ends up all right. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.